Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Drive home with John Pillman on 702. Let's walk the talk.
12 minutes to 6. Let's go straight to the United States now. Simon Marks is on the line to us from Washington, D.C., our correspondent in the U.S. Capitol, but with his eyes on the city of Minneapolis and closing arguments in the trial of Derek Chauvin, who is charged with the murder of George Floyd. I understand closing argument from the defense. Simon's been going on, what, roughly an hour? What's been said that's really particularly caught your attention?
Closing arguments from the prosecution taking place at the moment. Defense will come a little bit later, either today or tomorrow. But the prosecution absolutely painstakingly making the case that this is an open and shut decision that the jury has to make. They are arguing that if the jury rejects the suggestions by defense lawyers that George Floyd's pre-existing health conditions may have been responsible for his death, not the actions of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who, of course, kneeled on George Floyd's neck for just over 9 minutes. If they dismiss the claim that perhaps George Floyd suffered carbon monoxide poisoning from the exhaust of a car while he was down on the ground, then the prosecution is arguing the jury has to find Derek Chauvin guilty of murder, not one of the lesser charges of manslaughter, but of the principal charge that he's facing, second-degree murder. And they have been at pains to portray Derek Chauvin as a police officer gone rogue, a former police officer gone bad. The prosecutor, Steve Schleicher, early during his summing up, saying to the jury, please remember, this is not the state of Minnesota versus the police.
Yes.
This is the state of Minnesota versus Derek Chauvin. They're absolutely portraying the former police officer as a bad actor and reminding the jurors that so many members of the police force, including the chief of police in Minneapolis, testified that Derek Chauvin was indeed guilty of murder last May the 25th.
And Simon, I'm just looking at a highlight, or not a highlight, but something highlighted, shall I say, by the New York Times, where Steve Schleicher says, this is not the trial of George Floyd. George Floyd is not on trial here. What's that about, and why would the prosecuting team have felt the need to make that specific point?
Yeah, absolutely. As Mr. Schleicher put it a few minutes ago, George Floyd was not a perfect man, but who is? They're trying to destroy the ability of the defense to say, look, these dreadful events that led to George Floyd's death were in fact caused by George Floyd before the 9-minute videotape that shows Officer Chauvin with his knee against George Floyd's neck. It was Mr. Floyd's refusal to cooperate with police, the scuffles that occurred when they tried to put George Floyd into a police cruiser to take him to a police station for questioning, and Mr. Floyd insisted that he was claustrophobic and physically refused to be put into the police vehicle. And they're also, of course, talking about George Floyd's opioid addiction. We heard testimony during the trial that George Floyd was high on drugs. As the attempted arrest was being made, indeed, may have ingested drugs during the course of the attempted arrest in a bid to hide them from the police. So the prosecution, I think, really has to say to the jury, as they're doing, he wasn't a perfect man. He was indeed an opioid addict. We all know that, but that still doesn't mean that he deserved to die in the manner in which he was killed.
And just a last comment from the prosecutor that caught my eye, saying, believe your eyes. I mean, they seem to have, quite on a number of occasions in this trial, Simon, gone back to video footage, not just those 9 minutes that you spoke about earlier, but other footage as well. Is this going to be critical in which way the jury calls this?
Yeah, absolutely, I think. And as you pointed out, John, not just the video, but also some very gruesome photographs that show that George Floyd's fingers bore the scars of his knuckles having kind of dug into the gravel as he struggled for breath in the closing moments of his life. They have said from the beginning of this trial, prosecutors, that it's absolutely clear from all the medical evidence, all the photographs, all the various video filmed by bystanders, that George Floyd was murdered, that had he never encountered Officer Chauvin on that day, he would still be among the members of the community in Minneapolis, a city, of course, that is absolutely on edge, as are many other cities across the country, awaiting the outcome of this trial and tremendous security arrangements being tightened now in Minneapolis for fear that whatever the outcome of this trial, it's going to spark fresh protests on the streets there.
Simon Marks on the line to us from Washington, D.C. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that story. I'm certain Bongani will pick up on it in the morning and we'll have coverage throughout the day on that on 702.
Apartment people, my name is Dave and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.